From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The East Coast blizzard is on its way out, but it's leaving a trail of delayed travelers, crowded airports, and snow-clogged roads. Airlines say their 7,000 cancellations will cost them $100 million. New York Metropolitan Airports, LaGuardia, and Kennedy are operating again. Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey says it will be letting planes land today. And Amtrak is continuing to ramp up its limited service along the East Coast. National Weather Service forecaster Mike Eckert says that after all the snow, the snow-battered eastern seaboard is already warming up.
We should see generally rising temperatures through the week into the new year. Actually, some of the eastern part of the country that's had snow lately will see some rain as we move toward the new year.
But Eckert says winter is hanging on to Gulf Coast states with freeze warnings from Louisiana to much of northern and central Florida. Consumers are spending this holiday season. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports on the uptick this season compared to last year.
The report from MasterCard Spending Pulse showed a sizable increase in spending on apparel, jewelry, and luxury items. Michael McNamara of Spending Pulse sees those categories as bouncing back.
Another positive story was online sales this year. It grew very well, up about 15.4% compared to last year's season. You know, we really saw some innovative tactics, some online-only promotions. The season started earlier.
Andy continues, some nasty and disruptive weather may have prompted more people to shop online. The 5.5% increase in total holiday retail is better than many analysts were expecting. Consumers spent about $30 billion more than last year, or a total of about $584 billion. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
Gasoline prices are once again taking a bigger bite out of your wallet. NPR's Pam Coulter says the average price is at its highest level in more than 2 years.
If you filled up your car recently, you've already noticed the prices creeping up. According to the Energy Department, the average price went over the $3 mark in the past week to hit $3.05 a gallon, an increase of 7 cents from the week before. That's the highest level since October 2008. The agency's weekly survey of service stations also found diesel fuel up almost a nickel to $3.29 a gallon. While the price of crude oil has been rising, it traded lower on Monday as the East Coast blizzard hampered already thin holiday trading. Pam Coulter, NPR News, Washington.
Today, the Conference Board releases its monthly reading of consumer confidence. Analysts look for an increase in confidence from last month. A delegation of African leaders heads to Ivory Coast today. The group intends to confront Laurent Gbagbo, who's hanging on to power after an election certified by the UN was in favor of challenger Alassane Ouattara. From Washington, this is NPR News. Iranian state media say a man convicted of spying for Israel has been hanged. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Iranian officials say the man gave Israel classified military information.
The official IRNA news agency and state television reported the execution of Ali Akbar Siadati, described as working for Israeli intelligence since 2004. Siadati was arrested in 2008 while trying to leave Iran with his wife. Iran's Press TV also reported the execution by hanging of Ali Saremi, described as a member of the anti-regime Mujahideen-e Khalq organization. Saremi was convicted of being an enemy of God and spreading anti-regime propaganda. Separately, two imprisoned German journalists were permitted to see their families, according to Iranian and German officials. The families traveled to Tabriz to meet the journalists. The pair was arrested in October after traveling to Iran on a tourist visa and attempting to interview the family of a woman sentenced to death by stoning for adultery. Peter Kenyon, NPR News.
China may be preparing to deploy a ballistic missile that could sink an aircraft carrier. The commander of the U.S. Pacific Command tells a major Japanese newspaper that he believes a Chinese development program has settled on a workable design for an anti-ship missile. But he says the U.S. has not detected any test of such a missile over water, and he predicts years of tests would be needed. The Library of Congress has this year's list of its 25 movies selected for preservation. The library is adding 25 films each year to the National Film Registry. Among the choices announced today, one of the first motion pictures ever made, it includes a young man swinging Indian clubs for exercise and was made in 1891. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington. Support